Hey, this is Poetic Sam. I'm kind of late. I'm really late. I don't know. I'm going to see if I can squeeze in an extra half an hour. I hope the next person will give me that opportunity to hear me. So today's show was supposed to be special, but I'm running late because I got so much things to do. You know, when you're only one person and you're trying to do everything. I'm going to call up my co-host since she could not get on and I could not. I was just way out. So here we go. We're going to start it. We're getting ready because Saturday is going to be special, and that's the reason why even if I have to take a half an hour, 45 minutes, I've got to make it special today for the Poetry Show that's coming up on Saturday, all right? All right, folks, this is Poetry Sam, and we'll have one show with Janet Lumley and myself. We're going to try to...
Did we ever lose our minds and fall apart, knowing we're the only ones to heal each other's hearts? Bring your love on back to me. Stop this insanity before we go too far.
Did we ever lose our way and try to say love is a losing game? Should have never tried to play. Bring your love on back to me. Stop this insanity before we go too far.
And the best of friends.
And the best of friends. Oh.
And I hope that we can be that.
Ooh.
Oh, until the end. But it's always the friend inside that will make amends. Oh, how did we ever lose our way and try to say love is a losing game? We will never be the same. Bring your love on back to me.
Bring it back to me.
Stop this insanity.
Stop this insanity
before we go too far.
Before we go.
Before we go too far.
Before we go too far.
But it's all the friend inside that will make amends. Oh, insanity,
yeah, yeah.
Before we go too far,
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 before we go too
far.
Like I said, I'm going to see if I can squeeze an extra half an hour out of here because, you know, I got some things. We got some things to talk about. We got some news to give. And this is the Wagwan Show. Wagwan, Sister Janet, I know, you know, way on the other side.
Wagwan, a lot of things is going on right now. Outside's white. The last I've looked, well, I think it started melted, but it's cold, right?
Yeah.
With the weather on this side. You guys are fortunate over there in Florida where it's warm and nice. Like, we can't even say that right now. You know, you have to be well bundled up. But, you know, today I was talking to a colleague of mine, and I'm saying during the winter time, people want to leave to go somewhere warm. What about accommodating them for those who want to experience the real cold, like now, and to experience winter? Because I'm a travel agent as well. I'm figuring, why can't we bring them in to have that kind of experience, you know? So we're just talking about that today, maybe head out to Nova Scotia. He was mentioning that British Columbia is also a beautiful province.
Yeah.
And then Alberta, there's a big thing happening in the news now where they're looking at the Sovereignty Act and trying to want to push back certain things that's been there from long time. They want to I'm not sure if they want to separate or that's where they're heading, you know, based on a lot of stuff that, yeah. And I think I heard that before, right?
Yeah, that happened.
I think
before. Remember those fans from Montreal wanted to separate years ago.
Yeah, well, Montreal, but I understand with the Charter of Rights and something that was created, it was based on Montreal and Ontario agreement.
Right.
And for those reasons, Montreal, Quebec, although they want to separate, they can't at this time, you know, because from ever since they want to, but they're not able to because of that legislation or that act or whatever that they put into place. So it's kind of difficult for them to do so. But I did hear during COVID that Alberta may want to separate, and a lot of people are saying, you know what? If that really happens, maybe it's time to move to Alberta.
Well, what about what about the Indians that wanted to separate at one time? That was also another one in Montreal that was happening too, because I think it started over all over the cigarette. You know, they were trying to bring in cigarettes for free, and they were taxing them, and they didn't like that. They said, "Well, we want to separate. We want to go." And it was dragging. It dragged that one dragged down for a while. That went on for a while.
But remember now that when you go on the Indian Reserve now, you don't pay taxes on cigarettes.
Yeah,
you're exempted from those things.
Yeah.
Right. Even gas. When you go on the reserve, gas is much cheaper. A lot of stuff on the reserve are cheaper. I was there earlier this year, and to find out you could just walk into any store and buy the weed. most of the store there, most of the stores there, you could just walk into them. Gummies, they had a thing on the news yesterday about the impaired driving. And it is now saying or showing that when they eat the gummies, that the edible weed or whatever they made, it makes them more impaired. So when you eat it, it has more effect than when you smoke it.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things are coming up in the news, and there's so much things happening. It's unbelievable, you know, based on what's going on. They're acting to Durham Region School, and as a result of that, information can get out to parents, and they have to go back calling the attendants. They have to now do the back to basic with the, you know, when we were in school, the teacher would call you and then they would check you off, right?
So
they're saying that that's the way that they had to do it over the past few days. I'm not sure if that's still happening right now. So there's so many things happening here. You can't even keep up with what's on the news. You have the news to that's stressed.
Right.
And a lot of things. See, there's a school right now, they say under lockdown because something happened there today. So there's so many things going on right now here in Toronto. I'm not even talking anywhere else right now because I don't know. I'm just watching the news, listening. What's going on?
Well, folks, happening right here on Saturday will be a special edition of the musical turntable where we will be doing poetry, a lot of poetry. Tita will be here. Jennifer Williams will be here. Natanya will be here. Wise Word just sent his, you know, he sent stuff by record. Be here.
Oh, good.
Yes.
So he's there. All right. Great stuff. That's my friend, man.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to really come on here and spread the word, you know, put the word out there so that I'm...
Definitely. Send me the link or whatever, and that I will definitely share. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to do it early because I'm going to also do it from a special place, you know, however I can do it. I'm going to do it from a special place because I have so much things going on, you know. But like I said, special version, a poetic version of the musical turntable. I'm going to insert that in there at least once a month. I'm going to start doing that at least once a month so we can get, you know, some different things happening for 2023. And Jonathan, we got to try to return to the visibility, you know, live.
I definitely agree with that because, you know, I think it was twice we did it on Instagram and we were able to interact, you know.
Right.
People were messaging or literally calling in. We were able to connect with people and stuff like that. So I think it would be a great move.
Well, on Saturday, I've known this, the Mac computer. I got a Mac computer, so I'm just trying to, I have to upgrade it because the things that I want to do can't go on it. But I'm telling you, folks, I'm changing the stuff. We're getting ready for 2023. And also, listen, right now, I'm going to give you a sneak preview. Nobody else, no other DJ station people has got this brand new Tony Curtis of Lust. This is one. He wanted me to kind of have it up so he could spread it back in Jamaica, but I think I'll wait till Saturday. This one is called No One Can Separate Us. Listen to this, folks. Poetic Sam is the only one who's got this. A sneak peek that no one else got. Tony Curtis, brand new from Tony Curtis. That is the radio station in Jamaica.
It's all about Cap Hill music.
This is Tony Curtis of Lust. That Tony Curtis, the real Tony Curtis. No one can separate us. Friend.
It's all about Cap Hill music.
Can separate us. That's the name of it.
Yeah. No one can separate.
Okay. Randy. Yeah. It's a really nice song. Yeah.
Really?
It's kind of different, you know, based on old music.
Yeah.
going these days. Where is he currently residing?
He's in Jamaica.
Okay, yeah, so something coming out of Jamaica, that's very unusual. So definitely, because, you know, sometimes after we do the show, I will put up a little post as
right.
to based on discussion. And so that is something I'll definitely add in when I'm doing the post when we get off. But I just wanted to send out, you know, just a little get well soon or, you know, to Freddie McGregor. I understand that.
Oh, yeah.
He suffered, I'm not sure if it's a major or minor stroke.
True.
But I understand that on the Jamaican news
home.
Today, yes, he's at home. So that's a very good sign, you know.
He lives in.
So we don't know the extent of it, but
well,
you know, it's good for us to just, you know, wish him well.
Right, exactly.
One of those veterans from, you know, the
South.
Reggae fraternity.
South.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, we need to show that, you know, a little bit of respect and. For him and send out, you know, well wishes from the network.
So I think we could call him a gatekeeper.
Yes, he is. That's for, I like the song that he sings about gate pass to my heart or something like that. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And some person is referring to him as the big ship. You know, and stuff like that. Yeah, so he's one of them that's still out there in the industry that you know, putting that music out there. Also, Barry Salmon, you know, they're out there still doing their thing, you know, keeping the reggae music industry alive. So hoping that he gets well soon.
I got the news. So I guess I'll be getting some tidbits of some news now, because I guess my ears is to the ground, you know, knowing how I know Tony Curtis. But he also is going to be on that 1st of January show with Barry San Bujo. So I guess...
Yes, what about that?
It's coming up. It's coming up. He's going to be on that show. I guess the song is...
Oh, Tony Curtis?
Yeah. Yep, he's going to be on that show. Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. And, you know, that show, I think, I'm seeing it, it should bring back reggae alive, you know, bring the momentum based on, you know, with Barris and Buju. I think it's going to make an impact to many. And the fact that it's January the 1st as well, I do believe, to start off 2023 with something like that, with a thing, I do believe it can work. It can work in that sense. You know,
when Buju was doing that round, when he came out, basically.
Yeah.
The tour that Buju was doing, a lot of people don't realize that was his Grammy tour. He got a Grammy just as well. When he was in jail, he got a Grammy.
Oh, he did?
A lot. Remember that. He did get a Grammy while he was in jail.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the first, when he first went in, his Grammys was just right after he went in.
But not only that, too. While he was in there, he acquired a degree.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that's also a good thing on his part.
He didn't waste no time. He didn't waste his time.
No, he didn't. He didn't. And maybe it helps him in a way to manage what he's doing now. Although I don't know. Maybe he had a good manager, but this will help him to understand the business side of what he's doing, right? Getting that master's.
So I think it will help, you know, him to move forward and maybe can even help to empower some of the young ones that are coming up, that are new to the industry, because a lot of the artists from before, they never got any kind of compensation for their work, you know, throughout the whole process of it. So I think him can help them, many of the young ones, to transition now, moving forward. So I think it's a good look, you know. I'm hoping that we can get a little snippet from the show that's coming up in January, right? And I believe Rebel Salute will also be hosting a show this year. And also the Maroon Conference. The Maroon Conference will be happening January 6th, you know. So for those of you who will be visiting Jamaica, the Maroon Conference will be happening in Akrampong again this year. Hoping that you can join them because, you know, we're all Maroons, as they say, and it is something that we need to know more about who we are, especially with what's going on now. They're working for us to get sovereignty. So these are a lot of things that we need to start looking into as it relates to people of color, right? I don't want to use the word black because we're not black people. So, you know, people of color, yeah, we need to start identifying more who we are. And once we can continue on that path, the younger generation will also be able to identify themselves more. Right, especially the little ones that are coming up. So we need to start speaking that language. People of Africa, people of color. Right.
This Saturday. I'm bumping this Saturday. I need everybody to come out this Saturday for the poetry show, and Poetry Slam Musical Turntable. It will be all about poetry, some different kind of poetry from different sides of people. Trust me. As long as everybody comes, different sides. Yep.
Definitely, I want to listen in on that as well, because definitely I want to tune in to hear that segment of it and stuff like that. Is there an opportunity for persons to call in?
Oh, definitely, yes. I know what I'll do. I'll give my, those who can't call this radio station number, I'm going to give my WhatsApp number.
Yeah, I was just going to say that because what we can do now is have a connection somewhere that person can literally call in on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe because WhatsApp can accommodate about 5 persons at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you can have 5 callers in on the call at the same time. So maybe it is something that you can maybe work on so, you know, persons can call in on that WhatsApp number.
Mm-hmm.
Right. To let it get the message get out there as to how you're conducting it and stuff like that. And also to get feedback as well. It would be nice to get feedback from the audience.
Yeah, there are a lot of people.
Yes, and okay, so I think are you going to go till 9? Oh, it's scheduled till 9?
Yeah, it's scheduled to 9. I'm trying to see if I can sneak 15 minutes out of somebody else's stuff. I'm going to try to see if I can meet them.
I wanted to share about where the Lumi and the SOAD government, which is the borderless government. So I represent the Lumi from Canada, I am one of the persons that's responsible for registration, you know, getting you in. But in addition to the LUMI, there's a borderless government that through the LUMI, once you become a member, it enables you to be a part of the SOAD government. What they're doing now on the 7th and the 8th, so I just want to put this out, on the 7th and the 8th of December, which is next week, there will be a UN summit. So now SOAD will be going to the UN summit on the 7th and the 8th. If there are any concerns that anybody has in terms of the UN that may be holding you back from saying, I don't want to be a part of this anymore, you know, based on history or whatever, you can maybe send me a note, a line, something, and I will be able to get it to them that they can address it at the UN summit on the 7th and the 8th. The summit is primarily, they're looking at some key areas. One of them in particular is climate justice. So, you know, when they talk about climate change and all these stuff, what SOAD is doing now, SOAD is looking at climate justice in terms of recreation, in terms of immigration, in terms of racism, all these stuff will be going there for those 2 days. I know that they won't be able to cover everything within that two days time frame, but what I do know, at least some stuff will get to be addressed there. And also, delegates, representatives can go to the event. I think it will be in New York, if I'm not lying, right? Because the government held a meeting yesterday, and that's what we were told. So I am an ambassador for for here in Canada, for the state of Africa and diaspora. So any information that I get that I can share, I'll try my best to share it so we know what is happening on the continent, outside the continent. And now we will somewhat have a voice at the UN, right? So I think it's possible. It's great news. It's great news going on right now. As it relates to the LUMI, we are still in the process of solidifying things together and stuff like that. On this side, we've been talking about bartering, you know, how we can barter with the currency. So there's a lot of things coming up going into 2023 as it relates to the currency for African people, which is the LUMI, AKL LUMI, African Kingdom LUMI, right? That's how it's identified.
I thought it was different.
No, it's the same. Different. It's the same LUMI currency, but it's a different ways of identifying it.
I got it.
It's different ways of identifying the currency. So it could be African Kingdom's LUMI, AKL LUMI, or just the LUMI as we know it as. Right. So again, you know, time is an issue for us. So as we go on, hopefully I can bring back some more information with what transpired at the UN in terms of SOAD, which is the State of African Diaspora Government, can what's happening on the continent for us and where the UN is concerned, our involvement.
Okay. Sounds awesome. Great news. And folks, don't forget. So what? The LUMI is ours. It's going on until 2023. You know, so don't feel it's anything different. It's Israel. It is. So I'm going to drop a brand new singing Vernon again. We call this one What's the Plan? So I don't know. I'll see if we'll get a little couple of minutes more. Hopefully they'll listen to me and they'll oblige me. All right? This is Poetic Sam and Johnny on the Move Lumley right here on the Wagwan Show.
Yeah, because it's not 9 o'clock yet.
It's 9:01 this way.
Yeah, so but it's on a, I guess it's on a timer.
Mhm.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, we'll do it again on Saturday. Saturday will make it nice. I have to make some.
Yeah, you're gonna have a link. You're gonna have a link for that.
What? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah, the same thing as
okay.
You, but well, some flyers and put out. And I want to make plans for Jenny's stuff too.
Yeah, I know. I was talking to her earlier too. So that would be good. So hopefully I can tune into that one on Saturday.
Try to be different.
I will call in to big her up on Weisberg.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah, later.